தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீகுருவே நம. நமாம் விஷ்ணுபதாய கிருஷ்ணபிரஷ்டாய பூதலே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்திவேதாந்த சுவாமி நிதி நாமினி நமஸ்தே சரஸ்வதி தேவே கௌரவாணி பிரச்சாரிணி நிர்விசேஷ சூன்யவாதி பாஸ்சாத்திய தேசதாரிணி ஜெய் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைத்தன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதா ஸ்ரீவாசாதி கௌர பக்தன். ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே ஹரி, ஹரே ராம் ஹரே ராம் 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 ஹரே. Like to welcome all the devotees for morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 4 chapter 9 text 38. Shraddhaya vakyam devrishir harshavegena darshita varta hartur atiprito prito ஹாரம் பிரதான மகாதனம். ஷத்தயா வாக்கியம் தேவ்ரிஷேர் ஹர்ஷவேகேன தர்ஷிதா வார்த்தா ஹர்த்துர் அதிப்ரீதோ ஹாரம் பிரதான மகாதனம். ஷத்தயா வாக்கியம் தேவ்ரிஷேர் ஹர்ஷவேகேன தர்ஷிதா வார்த்தா ஹர்த்துர் அதி ப்ரீதோ ஹாரம் ப்ராதான மகாதனம். மாதாஜிஸ், வேர்ட் டு வேர்ட் ட்ரான்ஸ்லேஷன். ஷத்தயா கீப்பிங் ஃபேத், வாக்கியம் இன் தி வேர்ட்ஸ், தேவ்ரிஷே ஆஃப் த கிரேட் சேஜ் நாரதா, ஹர்ஷ வேகேன பை கிரேட் சாட்டிஸ்ஃபேக்ஷன், தர்ஷிதா ஓவர்வெல்ம்ட், வார்த்தா ஹர்த்து with the messenger who brought the news, atipritaha being very satisfied, haram a pearl necklace, pradat offered, mahadhanam very valuable. Translation: although he could not believe the words of the messenger, he had full faith in the word of the great sage Narada. Thus he was greatly overwhelmed by the news and he immediately offered the messenger a highly valuable necklace in great satisfaction. As there is no purport to this verse, so we will read translation of 39th, 40 and 41st, and there is purport to the 41st verse. Then King Uttanapad, this 39 and 40 translation, the King Uttanapad being very eager to see the face of his lost son, mounted a chariot drawn by excellent horses and bedecked with golden filigree, taking with him many learned brahmanas, all the elderly personalities of his family, his officers, his ministers, and his immediate friends. He immediately left the city. As he proceeded in the parade, there were auspicious sounds of conch shells, kettle drums, flutes, and the chanting of the Vedic mantras to indicate all good fortune. 41 translation. Both the queens of King Uttanapad, namely Suniti and Suruchi, along with his other son Uttama, appeared in the procession. The queens were seated on a palanquin. Purport: after the departure of Dhruva Maharaj from the palace, the king was very afflicted. But by the kind words of Saint Narada, he was partially satisfied. He could understand the great fortune of his wife Suniti and the great misfortune of Queen Suruchi. For these facts were certainly very open in the palace. But still, when the news reached the palace that Dhruva Maharaj was returning, his mother Suniti, out of her great compassion and due to being the mother of a great Vaishnava, did not hesitate to take the other wife Suruchi and her son Uttama on the same palanquin. That was the greatness of Queen Suniti, the mother of great Vaishnava Dhruva Maharaj. Hare Krishna. Would like to seek blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas. In this purport of this 41st verse, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning the greatness of the Queen Suniti, her Vaishnava dealings. Although she knew the cause of Dhruva Maharaj leaving the palace and going for austerities in the forest is Suruchi, still she did not differentiate, or still she did not judge Suruchi, and she allowed her and her son to be on the same palanquin. So we understand that Vaishnavas are forgiving and Vaishnavas never keep any grudge or any ill feeling towards anyone. Seeing the mood of Dhruva Maharaj's father Uttanapad and mother Suniti, the immediate thing which strikes my mind is when Lord Ramchandra leaves Ayodhya. So it was Ramchandra had recently married Mother Sita, and when they came back to Ayodhya, a kingdom which was not easily conquerable, and that kingdom was in the Awadh province, where Awadh means it has like endless, there's no limit to it. And Ayodhya was famous for many things. One of the things which it was famous was none of the residents had to see their sons dying in front of them. None of the mothers used to get widow, and none of the people used to become ill. So that was the great fortune of Kingdom of Ayodhya, because of the greatness of Dashrath Maharaj and the Ikshvaku dynasty which he belongs to. Lord Ramchandra, when he returns, we see that, we hear from Ramayana that Mother Kaikeyi was very much loving to Lord Ramchandra, and in her love, she offers the Kanaka Bhavan, which was very dear to Mother Kaikeyi, to Sita and Lord Ramchandra. And it is said in Ramayana by the Acharyas that personally she used to make clothes for Lord Ramchandra. She used to do it as a personal seva. She had many servants, but some of the things which are very dear to the devotees, they don't delegate. So one of the things which Kaikeyi wanted to do was make personally with her own hand. And she used to gift it to Lord Ram whenever they used to meet. And as Dashrath Maharaj was thinking about what is to be done for the future of the kingdom, and he was getting old, one of the Acharyas says that he was looking in a mirror and he sees a white hair on his ear. That's how Shastra says that when you see white hairs on your ear, that is an indication that you're getting old. You need to move on and let other person get in. So he decides that I will anoint Lord Ramchandra as the next king. And he goes for a, you know, announcement or meeting with the ministers and the few people who are leaders of the different communities in the kingdom of Ayodhya. And he announces that this is what he proposes. So everyone gets into ecstasy and starts dancing. So generally, if a person has served for many years, like for simple example, in our junior college, we had one very strict principal. And he came to the stage and he was feeling very sad, very remorse that he had served for so many years. And he was given like 10 years extension also. 60 is the general year when people retire. She was already 70 years old. He comes and says that I feel very bad and I feel, separation from you. But what can I do? There is a rule and I have decided that I have to move on with life. I want to retire. So actually, it's very shaming for that person. But people were dancing because he was so strict. So he thought, all those years I have served and these people are happy I am retiring. So same feeling was with Dashrath Maharaj. He served each and every residents of Ayodhya as their own kids. And he did service with selflessness. And when he announced this, he felt kind of, why are they happy? Some of the ministers says that there's a fault of yours and there's no fault of yours. Actually, the person who is going to take over your reins is Lord Ramchandra, and everyone loves Lord Ramchandra. So if polls have to be done in Ayodhya, he would get 100% voting. In fact, 120 also. Some of may might express double times. That was the popularity of Lord Ramchandra. So he was very popular, and he was not popular because he used to just appease people. He was popular because he was loving, he was caring. And it is learned that Lord Ramchandra used to move around in whole city of Ayodhya as disguised in different forms of different communities to try to understand their mindset, what they really need, what are their needs. So when we hear Lord Ramchandra's pastimes, before even becoming king, we understand how a ruler should be. That's why the onslaught of so many external factors in our country for thousands of years could not deter the mind of sadhus or the kings who were there is because of Ramchandra's Leela, is because of Lord Ramchandra's character. So Sri Ramchandra, he was declared and everyone was happy, and just try to imagine that everywhere it was announced that he is going to become a king and everyone were happy, and each and every house was celebrating. They had brought this banana stem, there were leaves, there were flowers, there was decoration, everything was done. Everyone was happy. So what happens is that when there is a light or when there is a Purnima, full moonlight, so everyone is happy except one community, they are thieves. Thieves are not happy because that's not a conducive atmosphere for them to steal. So in the heaven, Indra was thinking, if this continues, pastimes continues like this, the very purpose of Lord coming to this world and our desire will never get fulfilled. So let us speed up the whole pastime. That's where Kaikeyi is summoned or given some indication. And she sees that everyone is happy and everyone is getting into Lord Ramchandra's room to congratulate and to tell him and all those things. And she feels jealous and she feels there's envy in her heart. Some of the acharyas say that there is not a huge description about Lord Ramchandra's childhood pastimes. But in some acharyas' commentary it is there that in childhood, Lord Ramchandra and his three brothers were playing and they had mud in their hand and they had thrown at Kubja's, that hunchback. And she had kept in her mind this. And she wanted to take revenge. So some people can't digest even humor. That's the nature. So she kept in her mind, in her heart. And that she remembered when this news she heard for the first time. And she directly went into the Kaikeyi's chambers or room. And Kaikeyi was there. She was sitting at peace and happy. And she comes and tells, you know, what is going to happen? Disaster is going to happen. She asks, what has happened? Who has cheated you? Who has, you know, joked at you? Or who has tricked or who has made fun of you? Generally, she used to be upset because people used to make fun of her. She had wicked nature and she had wicked body. So that's why people used to make fun of her. Not just because of her body deformation, because of her mental, her situation wherein she used to always be looking bad in others and seeing bad in others. So when she gets into the room of Kaikeyi, she informs that Lord Ramchandra is going to become king and that's a disaster. And Kaikeyi becomes very happy and she starts removing all the jewels and necklaces in her neck and she throws it, gives it to Mantra. And seeing this, Mantra becomes more furiated because she thought that the response will be she'll also join in her own same way thought process. And she keeps telling, provoking, and she tells that Lord Ram will become king, Bharat will become, servant of him. That's greatness. Bharat wants that to happen. And then you'll become assistant to Kaushalya. She says, that's okay. That's what I want. She's my elder sister. But she says that generation after generation, there'll be servants. Your descendants or descendants from Bharat will never get kingdom and they'll be just servants of Lord Ramchandra's descendants. So when she hears this, continuous poisoning and getting association of such a blasphemous person makes even a great devotee like Kaikeyi think for a moment that there is something important in this. Acharya explains that Kaikeyi was brought for a special purpose. We should never feel ill about Kaikeyi. One of the South Indian Acharya says that once Lord Ramchandra gets into the Kaikeyi's room and he blindfolds Kaikeyi with his own hand and says that I'll open only if you fulfill my desire. So she says, even if you want my life, I'll give it to you, my child Ram. What do you want? He says that I have a very important task to be accomplished, which can never be done by mother who has given birth, that is Kaushalya. You have to do it, mother. So then he tells the whole thing, why he has come, and she has to act in that way. So after saying this, Kaikeyi's mind is fully now absorbed in the thing that Lord Ramchandra has to be sent to the forest and Bharat has to become king. She gets into a sulking chamber, Kopbhavan. So Ayodhya was a huge kingdom and every queen had huge palaces, and within that palaces there were huge rooms, and each room would define the mood of a person. If a person is in a dining room, hall, bedroom or Kopbhavan or whatever mood. So when Dashrath Maharaj was happy, the first person he wanted to share was Lord Ramchandra. He did that. And after Lord Ramchandra, the most dearest person to him was Kaikeyi. So he wanted to inform Kaikeyi about the Lord Ramchandra's anointment. So when she starts searching for Kaikeyi, finally he finds her in that sulking chamber. And she was not dressed properly and she was in white dress and no jewels and nothing. He understands that she's upset. When he finds that she's upset, he asks, what do you want? Because he was very loving to her. He says, you never... Kaikeyi trains, Manthara trains Kaikeyi to speak in a manner that until and unless he takes promise of Lord Ramchandra, don't tell what you want. First, let her promise or let him promise that Lord Ramchandra's this, and then only you give whatever, then only you speak out whatever you want. So when Dashrath Maharaj keeps asking Kaikeyi, due to her tricks, she says that you have never given me anything. Then when Dashrath Maharaj says, ask whatever you want, I'll give you. Then she says that let Bharat become king. So he was so much taken as a shock, Dashrath Maharaj. He could not even stand properly. He was feeling what has happened, why she is speaking like that. And before she could even utter, he could even ask the reason, she says the second thing is let Ram be banished to the forest. And he gets like fainted, he falls down, he gets up, again gets fainted. So much love was there for the for Ramchandra, Dashrath Maharaj's heart, that Dashrath Maharaj, during night also, he used to stand near the window or the door and keep glancing on the beautiful face of Lord Ramchandra. It said that when they were about to be admitted or given admission in Gurukul, that time also he was telling Vasishtha, to keep me there as a student. I want to relearn whatever I have learned in my Gurukul days. So he said, you are already thousands of years old. You cannot do that. So he was physically pushed out of the ashram so that Lord Ramchandra can learn. That was attachment for Lord Ram, Dashrath Maharaj had in his heart. So when he hears that, we can understand the more the love and more we are hearing that lover is being punished, the more is the pain. So Dashrath Maharaj was going through a lot of pain, but he could not do anything because he had promised, and we know all those stories. Because he had, there's one of the acharyas which says that during marriage only, because there was no kid and there was no even hope that these kids were going to be born to Dashrath Maharaj, they had signed a deal with Kaikeyi, Kaikeyi's father, that the kid which is born to Kaikeyi will be the king. That's Samacharya say. And second thing is, on the battlefield, he had promised for two things, two boons, and which had to be fulfilled now. So, seeing this mood, Dashrath Maharaj falls at the bed and he is in a very remorseful mood. And she says, Lord Ramchandra has to be brought to the room, and he has, immediately it has to be done. So Dashrath Maharaj requests from all angles to come to some conclusion or some adjustment or some compromise. We are seeing this compromise of sharing power is still happening. So it is an endless thing that there will be always be struggle for power in this world. So because power is very appealing thing. But here, Lord Ramchandra and Dashrath Maharaj, the mood of them is not to just get power and, you know, rule over people. They wanted to serve. So when Lord Ramchandra is brought and seeing the situation of his father and the remorseful mood of him, he becomes very unhappy. But when Kaikeyi tells him that this has to be done, and he understands that this was the purpose for what father had to go all through all this, he says, you would have told me, there is no reason on the earth I will not follow you, mother. Why he had to blackmail via my father? You would have told, I would have gone to the forest. You all these years you are told that I am your son, so will I not follow your order? Is there any iota of doubt in your mind that I will not follow your order? Hearing this, Kaikeyi also feels a bit, but the thing was, to make Bharat Maharaj as the king was the super in her mind. It was, she was fully occupied by this, so she could not understand other things. So when everything is planned and they had to leave, Sumantra comes there, and Sumantra understands the situation because he is the minister, and he is being told to do this whole task, and he's kind of feeling, how can I do this? How can I banish Lord Ram and help him in doing that? So he tries his level best also to convince Kaikeyi to not to do this huge sin, which will be like all the Ayodhya Vasis will suffer, not only Dashrath Maharaj. But she was relentless. And seeing this situation, Sumantra tells that you'll be cursed by all the Ayodhya Vasis and no one will ever forgive you. But this could not make any change in her mind, and eventually Lord Ram is ready to leave. Lakshman, by hearing this, he wants to join Lord Ram, and Lord Ram says that, I mean, he first says that this has been given to me, there's no order for you to come with me in the forest. So even if you want to do that, first and foremost you go to Mother Sumitra and take her permission. And Lakshman, when he goes to take permission from Mother Sumitra, Sumitra chastises Lakshman and says, the day Mother Sita came to this palace with Lord Ramchandra, she's your mother. And if Lord Ramchandra has already given you permission, what is the need for you to take permission from me? And Lakshman comes back. And saying, after hearing that both Lord Ramchandra and Lakshman are living for 14 years of exile, Sita want to join. And there's a conversation wherein every one of us know that they keep giving reasons, Ramchandra keeps giving reason why Sita should not go. And Sita is also very much determined to come with Lord Ramchandra. And finally, seeing her determined effort, Lord Ramchandra allows. So Dashrath Maharaj says to Sumantra and other ministers who used to accompany with Lord Ramchandra till certain distance, they say that go for a certain distance, 1 or 2 days, you make them roam here and there in the forest and bring them back. So Dashrath Maharaj was not at all feeling that they will go for 14 years. Actually, his feeling was that 2-3 days they will go, Kaikeyi's mind will change, something will happen, some good will happen, there is hope, and Lord Ram, who is my very life, will come back. And when all the Ayodhya Vasis are walking behind Lord Ramchandra. This is not seen in the history ever. People lose elections, king go, king come. It's not that the whole crowd comes on the street to follow the loser, whoever has lost or whoever is leaving the kingdom. This is the only instance in the history where each and every citizen is ready to give up their home, ready to give up their luxury and go with Lord Ramchandra to the forest. And living forest life was austerity, at least at that time. So when they were going, everyone is convinced that we'll continue staying till Lord Ramchandra stays. So the minister, when, I mean, it's seen that the last, what you can say, a dust, when it set of the chariot of Lord Ramchandra and Sita and Lakshman settles down, Dashrath sees that last darshan of Lord Ram and he faints and falls down. And when he's brought to the kingdom, actually Kaikeyi was trying to help him, but he pushes Kaikeyi away and tells Kaushalya that take me to your palace, I'll stay in your palace only, I don't want to see her face. So Kaushalya and Dashrath Maharaj was like almost in situation wherein he was physically very ill and continuous absorption of Lord Ramchandra. So in the ninth canto of Lord Ramchandra's, there's some section of 2-3 chapters where pastimes are there. It's mentioned that Nanda Maharaj, this Dashrath Maharaj is the only person, the commentary it is there, that who died from separation of Lord, the father. Nanda Maharaj was thinking about Lord Ramchandra, Lord Ramchandra's separation for Dashrath Maharaj, and he was thinking that how we are alive. Dashrath Maharaj died immediately and Krishna has left us in Vrindavan and death is not coming to me. So that was the mood of Dashrath Maharaj. He was totally conscious of Lord Ramchandra. He had so much love. Thinking at that moment, there is a flashback and he remembers that how he had done a sin of killing a Shravana and that he had got curse from the parents that he will also die in the separation from your own son. And he understands that fate is awaiting him. And he leaves the body saying, Ram, Ram. So Ramayana, which is literature full of sacrifice, wherein devotees, they have such an exemplary character and each and every character gives a role of sacrifice. And I was hearing a class wherein it said that Vedic culture is hit pradhan. Hit pradhan means doing good for others. That's the goal. What is the supreme beneficial activity for each and every living entity? That is the main thing. Rest, all the rules and regulations can be brought to make ultimate benefit. So, herein, I like to end with one of the pastime wherein Lord Ramchandra is on the banks of, or you can say, shore of an ocean, Indian Ocean. And he's about to plan or he's thinking about attacking Lanka. And different people are trying their last resort to have some peace. So we see, even today also, to make a peace or make a deal between two countries, two communities, it's very tough. Even if they are beholders of law, generally it is understood that those people who are establishing law or they are people who are keeping the world's, the country secure are the police and lawyers. But Delhi has been witnessing from last 2 days a tiff fight between these two major people, police and lawyers. They are on the streets fighting out each other. So that is the thing. It is very difficult to maintain peace and happiness between any situation. So peace is not very easy. It comes with a lot of cost. So with all other adjustments which Lord Ramchandra wanted to do, he was so much compassionate, he tried till the last moment. So Angada was sent as a messenger, and Ravana wanted to capture him. Someone told that he is the very person who is the son of Bali who had defeated you. Then he understands the power of Angada. Still, he does not budge down and take his mind away from the war. Finally, seeing this situation, one of the Acharya mentions that Sugriva, seeing that Angada has also failed, in the fit of anger, he goes to Lanka, gets into the arena where Ravana was sitting on the asan, and goes to him and he spits on his face, and he does that and comes back. So Lord Ramchandra asks him, why you did this? Why you took such a risk? You are the king, you are the leader, and if something happens to you, the morale of the whole of the army, and especially when our armies of Vanara were not so much trained up, what will happen to them? They'll give it up. So hearing this, he says that, actually, I never had intention to do that, but I wanted to spit somewhere, but I was not finding a bad place in and around. So when I meditated, I thought the dirtiest place on the earth would be the face of Ravana. So I did this. So that was the mood of Sugriva. And herein we see that even Uttanapad, he had love for Dhru Maharaj. And we see that there is a kind of similarity. There are two queens, and there are queens. One is attached to someone more. So generally, because he's attached, that becomes the cause of his punishment for someone else. The Dhru Maharaj had to go and do austerities. This is what I can remember at this very moment, and I tried. And I'd like to thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna.